our Science Olympiad program's starting, it's in its third year. We have a much smaller science team as far as high school teachers. And we have a lot of like kids who are really interested in working in Science Olympiad. They need mentoring. And so we've been trying to get our team mentored out through the community. We actually have an engineer at Monteith. His name's Joey Lawton, who actually runs the Science Olympiad as a partner with me. And we've been looking out to try to find other partners, food scientists, engineers in the community who would be willing to come help us coach kids on how to bridge, like build bridges, how to work with fossils, how to do one of the 23 different events that goes from everything from literally making ice cream all the way down to studying the insects that are coming from different areas and being imported and destroying our natural habitat. And so we're looking for everything from the environmentalist to the engineer to the home scientist.
Now, there may be listeners out there who have no idea what Science Olympiad is. Could you tell me what it is?
So Science Olympiad is a competition that kids get together at once a year for the regionals, and they compete in knowledge from a broad area of the generalized sciences. So that's everything from math, technology, engineering, science, and they're competing in both skills and building skills and in like knowledge skills based on different areas of real actual hands-on science and hands-on activities.
Miguel, this is your first year in Science Olympiad?
Yes.
And what made you decide to join Science Olympiad?
Well, for the years preceding it, I really didn't have much time, but coming into senior year, it's given me a lot of, you know, wiggle room. So I decided, well, science interests me. It really does. I've been to many science camps, forensic science, summer ventures, the prestigious camp that you can sign up for any class you want, whether it be digital electronics to anatomy, where you cut open cats. And science has always been like a big part of me. It's always been like, oh, look, Nova, or oh, look, Neil deGrasse Tyson, these kinds of things. They got me excited. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be able to get on the computer and, you know, make the map of the ocean bottom and like go into space and see, like walk on the moon, that kind of thing.
So you decided this year you're going to be in the competition.
Yes, this year I'm going to do it. I got to do it.
But besides the Science Olympiad, you're also involved in another challenge, which is the First Inspire Robotics.
Yes,
the robotics challenge.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
All right, so. Like being this is our first year ever competing in this kind of event, I'm really excited to be able to work with kids that are like stoked about working with robots, be it from we got mechanical engineers, we got designers, we're going to get a marketing team, make ourselves look pretty in front of other teams so they can, you know, allow us to hop on their bandwagon.
And then teacher Jared Pinkston, tell us about this robotics challenge that Miguel is involved in. Well, I know you also need mentors for this project, but the thing about it is that you actually don't even know yet what kind of robot you have to make. On January 9th, what's going to happen?
So on January 9th, we're going to go up to Orange County, and we're taking a bunch of our kids there. And for the first time, we're going to be told what we actually have to build. They're going to give us the materials to build it, and they're going to give us 6 weeks to build it, and it's going to be a full-size robot. If you like watch some of the videos from the previous competitions, they've had everything from a robot that did basketball. They had a robot that played Frisbee. I think last year's competition, they had a robot that was literally built to go and do recycling for the area. So every year it's something completely different. The only clue that we have this year is that we seems to have a capture the flag theme because they've told us that we can have a flag built, but we really don't know
why or
what they're going to do. So it could be anything from jousting to capture the flag, and we won't know until the 9th. And so kind of excited to see what it's going to be, and really excited to see kids get a chance to actually delve into building something with no instructions, where they actually have to run through the design cycle. And they learn to plan, to build, to redesign, and to start their build team over again until they finally get a robot that works and competes well enough that they can work in an alliance with other teams.
And this robot, so, and how many people, I mean, like, this is all across the country that are of people who are waiting to find out on January 9th, everyone across the country will find out what the robot is.
Yeah, so this is not just across the country, it's actually a worldwide competition.
Worldwide.
So across the country and in other countries will be given the same amount of time. And so on January 9th, you can either log in to the FIRST Robotics website and they'll broadcast it, or you can go to specific locations for kickoffs where they'll actually show us what the competition is going to be like. They'll have an example of what the actual competition field will be, and they usually do a human you basically play like you're a robot with your teams, mm-hmm. and you compete as a, like your pretend robot to see what kind of robot you would have to design to compete on this field.
The robot that you actually create, it has to be able to work cooperatively with other robots that other teams have created.
So one of the things that's really interesting about the competition is we can't just develop the perfect robot. We have to have our team have a robot that can work in unison with at least three other robots. And so they have what's called alliances. And the first day of competition, you're randomly selected for your alliance. But after the first first day of competition, we have another competition afterwards where, based on how our robot did, we have to advertise to other teams to get involved with their alliance, because the number one alliance at the top 15 alliances will be allowed to go to the next competition.
And then at the same time, and Miguel, you can tell us a little bit about this, also going on at Pender High School is the electric vehicle team. And what's going on with that?
Yeah, right. So we are also fairly new at this. We're just, the whole purpose of this electric vehicle team is to get a group of kids, and well, not just any kids, but kids who are excited about science and, as the name entitles, build an electric vehicle. Right now we have two vehicles like pending right now. We could either do a STEM cycle, which is a three-wheeled little capsule. And as the challenge is racing. So
then you race for speed?
We race for speed. We race to get the number one spot. Mm-hmm. And that's what this whole challenge is about, on how to make do with the amount of resources that we have and how to make it the best we can to get the first spot.
And then back to Jared again. Jared, you are at Pender High School. Actually, these programs are not at all of the Pender County high schools. There are multiple Pender County high schools, but Pender High is where all the other kids from other schools can come who are interested in this kind of scientific inquiry and engineering. Is that right?
Yeah. So for our robotics team, the robotics team is actually, it was paid for by a grant through NC Robotics and through the FRC Challenge. And so it was set up as a Pender County schools. So any high school student in Pender County can come to our high school. We actually meet right now Mondays and Wednesdays at 4:30, so that anyone who wanted to come would have at least an hour to get there. And we're going to start meeting on the weekends when we start building the robot too. The electrical vehicle team, there is another team in Topsail High School that does really well, and they've been helping as far as mentoring and getting us started. And we'll be competing with them in April. And we'll be building, of course, a race car, which I think was the most exciting for me, because when I first came into it, I was like, okay, I can make an electrical vehicle. And they showed off the beautiful amount of torque this thing could spit out. It's really neat, because when you think of electrical vehicles, you think of a weak car. And when you see that car burn rubber for the first time, and it just spins out with just a magnificent amount of torque that these things can produce, it's really exciting. And then when you get out into an autocross race and you watch these kids learn how to actually get their car designed to do drag as it's going around a corner, mm-hmm. I think it's really exciting. And it's just beautiful to watch kids talk about wheel caster or wheel pitch and how it actually allows a vehicle to turn and pull out with that kind of force. And just, I think it's a much more exciting way to get kids to talk about traction and friction than sitting in a first-level physical science course.
And so what you guys need is you need mentors to help with all these projects. What kind of people exactly are you looking for?
So the kind of people we're looking for are engineers for the electric vehicle part, programmers to help us with the robot, tech-savvy people. We also need people that are very fluent in the language of business, you know, getting how to pitch ourselves the best we can.
I think we're looking for pretty much anyone who's excited about mentoring kids, who, of course, can get on our volunteer tracker as far as background checks, as we need safe people.
Right.
But if you're a safe person, I mean, you could be a little crazy because we definitely are a little crazy. but if you're the kind of crazy that works well with kids, mm-hmm. And would like to see yourself mentoring somebody in one of the areas of science, anywhere from you would like to work with kids learning how to do dairy, because we do have a dairy section if you wanted to work for a science Olympiad. We generally do that like one time a month. So it's not a large commitment. If you wanted to do a larger commitment, we're looking at robotics. Their team generally meets on a regular basis, and we can do anything from a person who wants to do consulting or a person who wants to do a regular mentorship with our team. I'm excited to hear anybody who can do programming because I've never done programming. I've been on Code Combat and a few of the other online resources to try to scratch myself together a basic understanding of how to program. I've been working with the New Hanover County's robotics team, the Wired Wizards, to try to get some support, and they've been tremendously helpful. But getting a mentor up for my kids is something that we're really working to get, and I know there's a lot of people in Pender County and in the area of Burgaw who have that ability and I think would love to work with us, and I'd be excited to hear from them.
All right. Well, Miguel, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
And good luck in your competitions. And Jared Pinkston, thank you so much as well.
Thank you very much.